He said, I hope there wasn't.
Oh, I heard there wasn't, but I just said there
wasn't. It's 9:10 p.m. Are we still recording? That.
I didn't think it was scary.
Okay. Do we have anybody still online with us? Yes, we do.
I'm still here.
Okay, we're back. You're on. Vance, are you still online?
I am still here, sir.
Okay, we're out of executive session at 9:10 p.m. Are there any actions from executive session that need to be taken in open session?
I make a motion.
Oh, stand by. Larry's not here yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Larry is back. So now, are there any actions from executive section?
I make a motion that we pursue a purchase agreement with the Jones estate.
I'll second.
Okay. So Cheryl's made the motion, Caitlin has seconded to pursue a purchase agreement with the Jones estate. Specifically with Russell D. Jones estate. So yeah, Cheryl's made the motion, Caitlin has seconded to pursue a purchase agreement with the Russell D. Jones estate. Are there any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So that passes to that. Is there any additional actions? Pool manager?
Oh, I mean, or I'll do that. Oh, okay. Make a motion that we hire Cassie Gelsman as the pool manager. See, I got it right.
That's right. Okay. Or $2,000.
Okay, I was just kidding. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the motion's made by Steve, seconded by Caitlin, to hire Cassie Gelsma as the pool manager for $4,200 for the season. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Okay, we'll pass that on, and then that helps get the ball rolling for assistance. Are there any other actions from executive session? Okay. Hearing no other items, then this is the end of the formal business for tonight. The upcoming schedule is posted. The city offices and departments will be closed Monday, February 16th for President's Day. Our next meeting will be Monday, March 2nd. Planning here at the Springfield Community Center, but if there is ongoing work in the restrooms, then we may look for an alternate location, which will be published along with any agenda notes ahead of the meeting. And then tentatively scheduled, the Board of Equalization.
Not tentatively, it is.
Okay, it is scheduled. The Board of Equalization special meetings annually. The annual meeting that we have to have is scheduled for Springfield for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. Here at the Community Center right now, if the bathrooms are under renovation we need to move, we'll do that ahead of time. Reminder, that information will go out for those that want to make and apply. Even if there are no applications by the closing window, we still do have that meeting, even if it's only a couple of minutes. So,
Mr. Mayor, may I make a comment as the DOE, please?
Yes, go ahead.
It came to my attention at the end of last week that Springfield always does it on Tuesday, and every town in this county does it on a different day. However, I'm chasing this down this week with some folks in Pierre, but it might be that you have to open it on Monday. I don't have that final answer yet, but that could need to be rescheduled to the 16th, depending on what I hear from Pierre. So as soon as I know, I'll contact Amanda and make sure she knows what the law is telling us.
Okay, thank you. So for the council members, then obviously 16th and the 17th, please, you know, maintain your whereabouts and let us know in case. Yes, and that is a possibility.
And that'll be at 6:30, right?
Yes. Okay, and once we get that in again, we'll get that. As soon as we get that, we'll get the date out, and then final verification location will come probably the week ahead of the meeting, so everybody knows. Okay, with that concludes the business for the Springfield Common Council tonight. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And it is now 9:17, this morning.
Good night.
You need a dog?